They'll lay Tyre Nichols to rest this morning in Memphis. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. His funeral will be in about 3 hours, 3 weeks after Nichols died following a police beating that's left five now ex-cops charged with murder, two other officers relieved of their duties.
Vice President Kamala Harris is expected, as well as the brother of George Floyd. Floyd's death by Minneapolis police sparked months of protests.
Fox's Jill Nato.
Tyre Nichols was a father to a four-year-old son. He's also leaving behind his parents and siblings, like his brother Jamal Dupree.
Our brother, he's never lifted a finger to nobody.
Dupree was speaking in Memphis last night at Mason Temple with family members and civil rights activists.
If my brother was here today and he had to say something, he would tell us to do this peacefully.
There is ice coating the Memphis area, a quarter inch thick in some places, from there to Arkansas to Oklahoma to Texas, causing nearly 200,000 power outages.
Staying in the house, staying warm. Trying to get as much food and stuff as we can before it gets bad.
He's in Fort Worth. Icy conditions have caused hundreds of car crashes, three deaths in Texas. FlightAware reports 1,800 flights canceled, most of them to or from Dallas and Austin. A big time scare at a Target in Omaha, Nebraska. A man walked in and started shooting. Police shot and killed him when he wouldn't drop the rifle.
We did a search for any victims, customers, workers, because there were some people hiding in there. We could not find anybody that has been hurt.
Omaha Police Chief Todd Schmutter. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy today on raising the debt limit before a possible June default. The president has said he would not negotiate with Republicans who demand spending cuts. McCarthy says
any type of gimmicks or political games is just irresponsible.
Former President Trump will soon have a Republican challenger as he runs for the White House again. Nikki Haley will enter the race in 2 weeks. She was his ambassador to the UN, also a former South Carolina governor. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The charges already announced that were coming for Alec Baldwin from the deadly shooting on the movie set Rust were formalized in court in New Mexico against the actor and the person in charge of prop weapons, releasing more information on the case.
It paints a picture, really, of a situation or a flawed production on a shoestring budget, cutting corners, ignoring red flags, and with Alec Baldwin not just ignoring safety standards. And if he had not violated these responsibilities, Hutchins would still be alive today, according to the DA. The Santa Fe County DA charged him and armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed of involuntary manslaughter, accusing him of firing the deadly weapon and her for loading it with live rounds. The affidavit says Baldwin had minimal firearms training, even after Reed requested more. 1 hour of training lasted only 30 minutes. The entire time, Reed says, Baldwin was on the phone to his family. Baldwin repeatedly had his finger on the trigger during rehearsal.
That's Fox's William Lajeunesse. It was the cinematographer Helena Hutchins killed. The Federal Reserve expected today to announce yet another interest rate hike, maybe a smaller 0.25 percentage point. It would be the eighth one since last year as the Fed tries to keep driving inflation down. Prices have still risen year over year, but not as much in recent months. On Wall Street ahead of that, Dow futures are down more than 100 points. There's big coaching news in the NFL.
Sean Payton will be the new Broncos coach, Denver giving up a first-round pick this year and a second-rounder in 2024. 2024 in exchange for Payton and the Saints' 2024 third-round selection. The 59-year-old Payton went 152-89 in 15 seasons in New Orleans and won a Super Bowl title after the 2009 season.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. Payton did not coach the Saints last year, but was still under contract, which is why he had to be traded to leave. The Houston Texans have hired DeMeco Ryans, who used to play for them as the new head coach. He was the San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator last season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.